Carla Hart is a familiar face at public meetings where tourism is on the agenda. She's testified repeatedly about negative impacts like noise and pollution and leakage, a term for money that doesn't stay in the community. It can be lonely. Even though there are people that agree with her, it's hard to speak out against an industry that generates millions of dollars in local revenue each year.
I mean, some people who've lived in Juneau have never experienced it in the summer without any cruise ships.
Recently, she shifted her focus out of state. She says the inspiration hit her last year. She was working outside of her house, and yet another group of helicopters headed to the Mendenhall Glacier flew overhead.
It popped in my head that we just need to get people from all over the world together who are experiencing impacts of cruise tourism and start talking.
She went inside and sat down at the computer. She started with someone in Florida, and that led to someone in another cruise port, and another, until they had a network of activists in dozens of countries around the world. It's called the Global Cruise Activist Network. The logo is two maritime signal flags. They represent "I want to communicate with you" and "Stop your vessel immediately." Scrolling through a map on the network's website takes you to places like Vancouver, Venice, Key West, Bar Harbor, and Australia's Gold Coast. Her original idea was to bring people together for an in-person conference in Juneau this past fall. When the pandemic made it clear that wouldn't be happening, they shifted focus to putting pressure on the industry. The network recently launched a Rethink Cruise Tourism campaign aimed at highlighting the risks of restarting cruising too quickly amid the pandemic. In a video montage, network members around the world make an appeal directly to cruise passengers.
Cruise ships have demonstrated that they
simply aren't safe during a pandemic.
Rethink before you reinfect.
It could save your life.
It could save the life of someone you love.
Rethink before you reinfect.
Rethink before you reinfect.
Hart says members have diverse goals. A few want to see an end to cruising altogether, but many of them just want to see the industry become more sustainable. And that goes for Hart's fellow activists in other Southeast communities, too. Over in Hoonah, Icy Strait Point drew about 260,000 passengers to the small community in 2019. Even though the industry creates a lot of local jobs, for Kasha Duha Wanda Kulp, the lack of local input outweighs the financial benefits.
All we are is for display.
Like many people in Hoonah, Kulp traces her heritage to nearby Glacier Bay. She's concerned about the environmental effects cruise ships are having on her clan's ancestral homeland.
The National Park Service has allowed up to 25 cruise ships per day into Glacier Bay. They haven't done that much, but they're really close to it, and I'm sure they have had plans for it prior to the pandemic.
Joining the Global Cruise Activist Network makes Kulp feel hopeful that her concerns are reaching people outside of Hoonah. Meanwhile, Hart and other concerned Junoites are also holding community meetings to discuss what can be done at a local level to limit the growth.
We could build a tourism industry in Juneau that consists of overnighting tourists who come on an appropriate scale to our community and who put more money into the economy per person in spending. As well, the money that they spend is money that will stay in the economy longer.
She says now is the time to make it happen, before the ships return in full force. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.